This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Chelsea aren't really hammering teams anymore, but Burnley have been leaking goals since the turn of the year. Got Diego Costa back from suspension for this one. Lee, do you expect this to be one-way traffic?
Yes, but you know Chelsea don't often go crazy, do they? And they've got obviously the Champions League game that they've just come back from. I'm not a big correct score player, but when it comes to Chelsea, I'm more than happy to row in with 2-0. Half of their home games have finished 2-0 this season, and on their returns from Champions League football, when they've played at home this season, they've won both games 2-0. So I'm going 2-0. Okay. Simple as that.
Fair enough.
It's landed. I mean, you know, it's one of those correct scores where you can go in with it and be quite confident that it'll land. Other ways of playing would be Chelsea to win an under 2.5 goals or minus one, but that's pretty short, to be fair. So I think I've put it up in the past, and it's landed a couple of times. 11-2 for 2-0.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Okay, Derek.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that. I mean, I remember the reverse fixture at Turf Moor. I think they barely were ahead in that one, and then Chelsea absolutely mullered them, didn't they?
It was the first game of the season.
Yeah, it was on a Monday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, Monday night. Yeah, I think they scored quite early on, I think.
That's right. Yeah, and then Chelsea scored that goal where Fabregas gets absurd praise for a pass that we've all played in five-a-side. But there you go. I think Chelsea could win this comfortably, but that's not their MO, is it? It's a 2-0 win, and you know, get the job done. Save ourselves for bigger fixtures ahead. So, yeah, I mean, I'm you're looking and thinking, can you make a case for Burnley here? And the answer is no, you can't. So, yeah, 2-0. It's a crapshoot, really, isn't it? But 2-0 seems as good as anything.
Okay. Any goal scorers to look at? Obviously, Costa coming back 8-15 anytime. I thought Hazard was too big. 17-20 anytime, takes penalties. Put him in a win cast as well. It's even money.
Derek's a massive fan of Costas. I think he'd be lumping on the 8-15, won't you?
Oh,
I reckon you'd take the no in that, wouldn't you?
Is he looking a bigger pudding as every week goes by? Seriously, I just can't. I'm totally Butch Casting, the Sundance kid. The rest of the world basically is blind where I'm wearing bifocals. It's a line from Butch Cassidy. I mean, I can see clearly this guy is not up to it, yeah. But I'm the only one.
I think it's the 17 goals he scored in the 19 appearances. I think a lot of those have just been lucky, like, you know, off the shin, off the knee, and off the ankle bone.
They used to say you used to say the same about Torres when I told you he was pony, and he was right.
I love it. But in truth, though, he has got to come back to form, hasn't he? You know,
and
he looked well off the pace, to be fair, the other night in the Champions League. I mean, he did look like he had bricks for boots, didn't it? There was stuff coming off his every touch he had seemed to go the wrong way or go a little bit too far. So I wouldn't look at him. I'd look elsewhere for goal scorers, and Hazard's as good as anyone, isn't he?
Yeah,
best player in the team, I think, really.
Brilliant Hazard.
We're going forward anyway.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.